Hello, fellow Rebel Capitalists. Hope you're well. Just got done approving tonight's whiteboard video. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I'm super excited about this one. Michael Burry and his predictions and why he thinks and why I think 2022 is very similar to 2008. You guys are going to love this. Check it out on the George Gammon channel tonight. 9 o'clock Eastern time. All right, let's get into the story right now. Janet Yellen comes out and actually admits she was wrong. I'm very hard on these central planning types, but I will give them a hat tip when they admit they have made a mistake. Now, I don't think that she's doing this because of ethics. I believe she's doing this because the official narrative that has come down from whoever, let's just call it the administration, is now giving them the green light to admit that inflation is no longer transitory. But there's a lot more to it. So let's get into this article, which I think is very enlightening. So Yellen says administration is fighting inflation, admits she was wrong that it was transitory. And I think most of you realize that, well, maybe you don't realize that she actually came out and admitted it. But that might not be shocking. But when you get into the nuance of this article, I think it reveals a lot. Key points, Treasury Secretary Yellen told CNBC that White House has several strategies that will reduce inflation. More on that in a moment. LOL. In a separate interview Tuesday, Yellen admitted she was wrong when she called inflation transitory last year. So again, I want to be clear. In my opinion, she's not doing this because she's like, you know, I need to come clean. She's doing this. In other words, if she was still getting the phone call from Powell or Biden or whomever saying, hey, we still have to toe the line. We still have to make these dumb rubes in the real economy believe that inflation is transitory. She would still be saying inflation is transitory, regardless of whether she thinks that's correct or not. She is simply a mouthpiece for whomever is trying to push a specific narrative. That's what I want to make perfectly clear. Moving on. The remarks came the same day President Biden met with Yellen and Powell, whose institutions has begun fighting inflation with interest rate hikes. Yeah. And I would say, yeah, not really. I mean, that's not entirely accurate. I would say whose institutions have started to fight inflation by talking tough, not really raising rates. You say, George, well, they have. Well, yeah, 75 basis points. BFD. I mean, come on. We've got inflation at 8.3%, and that's the inflation the government admits to. So we still got negative real rates at, call it, 7.5. I mean, come on. So they sit there and they talk like Paul Volcker, but their actions are more consistent with Ben Bernanke. So again, they're not really fighting inflation by raising rates, although they have done that to a teeny weeny degree. They're really trying to fight inflation by waving a big stick, by talking tough, and trying to, why? Because they're trying to bring down asset prices without raising rates. They're trying to bring down asset prices in an orderly fashion because they know that if they just took rates from 75 basis points up to 3 or 4 or 5, I mean, let's be honest, that would really fight inflation. You want to stop inflation, Jerome Powell can do it instantly, tomorrow. Just take Fed funds to 10%. Inflation, solved. No problemo. The question is, what happens to the stock market? What happens to the housing market? What happens to the economy? So, he is correct in that standpoint that they do have the tools to fight inflation. They just won't use them. And they're just using the tools of expectation policy and verbally trying to talk down the markets to reduce aggregate demand so the headline CPI comes down to a level that is politically palatable. That's the game here. The president emphasized his intention to do everything he can to lower the cost for Americans for important items in their budget. She noted, prescription drugs, utility bills, things where the president acting on his own or working with Congress can make a difference. Okay, let's be clear here. The way you solve consumer price inflation is by creating more stuff. The government doesn't create more stuff. It creates zero stuff. The government doesn't create anything. They don't produce anything. The only thing they do is extract. The only thing they do is limit the private sector's ability to produce. So the president or Congress or government, they can't do anything other than get out of the way. But they can't proactively do anything to solve this problem, because the problem, the solution is in creating more goods and services. Their only solution is to exacerbate the problem and just pretend that it's working. Meaning, oh, well, people are having a hard time affording drugs and utility. Well, let's just give them more currency units. That'll solve it. Of course, duh. The cure, the solution for higher and higher prices is just to give people more money. Hello? Why didn't we think of that before? As you know, utter nonsense. And that's the only thing they can do, right? Is well, to use print money very, very, we'll use that term loosely. But between them and the Fed, they can get currency units into the back pocket of the average Joe and Jane. But like Zoltan Pozsar said, well, the Fed saw, or not really saw, but kicked the can down the road in these other crises because it was an issue of financial liquidity. And they can control that to a certain degree. In other words, they can print dollars. They can't print stuff. They can't print oil. They can't print food. They can't print a roof over your head. This is why the government cannot solve this problem, nor can the Fed, nor can the central planners. The only thing they can do with their meddling is create economic distortions that make the problem worse. The best thing they can do is just go to the golf course and take the next 2 years off. Just fire themselves, or just go out to the woods somewhere. Go to like a bug out zone. If all the central planners, the politicians and the central bankers just went and played golf every day for the next 2 years, we would be far better off. Just sit there on your hands and shut up. Don't do anything. Just hide. Go on vacation. Stop. Stop the meddling. This is what we need. Hey guys, I want to remind you to get your tickets to Rebel Capitalist Live. This is the live conference I do twice per year with all of your favorite speakers from the Rebel Capitalist show and experts in investing, commodities, real estate, freedom, and liberty. All of your favorite topics, all of your favorite speakers. The next Rebel Capitalist Live is going to be in Miami, and tickets increase in price as we get closer to the event. So go to rebelcapitalistlive.com right now to get your tickets to the next Rebel Capitalist Live. It's the conference you cannot afford to miss. It'll help you increase your financial freedom and, more importantly, your personal freedom. You'll get intel that you won't hear anywhere else. Past speakers have included icons in macroeconomics, investing, and personal freedom and liberty. People like Dr. Ron Paul, Robert Kiyosaki, Brent Johnson, Lynn Alden, Jeff Snyder, Richard Werner, Mark Moss, Lynette Zhang, and Robert Breedlove, just to name a few. So once again, go to Rebel Capitalist Live right now and get your tickets today. You know, that's why I've always said, you know, people say, well, George, what should the president do? I always say that once they're elected, they should just go play golf for the next 4 years. We would be far better off. Moving on with the article, Yellen, here is her quote, but we are at full employment. We have a very strong labor market. Really, You know, this is one of those things that they just say over and over and over again, and people don't even look into it. So they just assume that it's true. Well, if it wasn't true, people wouldn't be saying it all the time. Well, let's look at the numbers for heaven's sakes. We have fewer jobs today than we had in 2019. So just because the unemployment rate is low, that doesn't mean that the labor market is strong. I think one of my skills, if I have any, is that I can take things to an extreme to try to understand things that have only small degrees of change to better understand how the change will affect the overall probabilities. So let's just assume for a moment that there was only one person out of the 350 million in the United States that was in the labor market, and that one person was working. Well, we'd have zero unemployment. 0% unemployment. Our labor market would be very, very strong, according to Janet Yellen. But we would have 349,999,900. You guys know where I'm going with that. Everyone would be unemployed. No one would be producing anything. We wouldn't have an economy, but yet unemployment would be at 0%. So to get fixated on the unemployment number and try to claim that this means that we have a very strong labor market. No, it doesn't. It doesn't at all. How many people are working now compared to 2019? That's a much better indicator. And how much stuff are we producing? The answer, a lot less. To try to spin this as though the economy is somehow booming because our unemployment rate is low, it's just totally disingenuous. It's either ignorant, disingenuous, or an outright lie. So she says that's been achieved, but inflation is way too high. And it's really a big burden on American households. This is why I don't know why people listen to them. So all they do is state the obvious. And so maintaining full employment while bringing inflation down, that's the president's priority. Listen. Here's another reason why, okay, now I said maybe this is just ignorance. It's not. This is just straight either a lie or just, let's call it disingenuous to be kind. And this is why. Based on the Fed's models, they believe that there's an inverse correlation between inflation and the unemployment rate. Based on their models. It's the Phillips curve, if my memory serves me right. The Phillips curve that they basically bow down and pray to states that as the unemployment rate goes down, most likely inflation goes up. If the unemployment rate goes up, inflation goes down. So based on their own models, it is impossible to bring inflation down while maintaining the same level of unemployment. You know that she's, I don't want to say lying through her teeth, but let's say disingenuous to be kind. You know, all you have to do is listen to what they say in these things, and you can tell that they're full of it because they contradict themselves constantly, constantly. But the talking heads at CNBC and the people who listen to this drivel, they don't pay enough attention to call them out on their BS, because they don't pay enough attention to, they don't pay enough attention to be cognizant of the contradictions themselves. I think that's probably the best way to describe it. But you guys know exactly, if I'm not saying that perfectly, you guys know exactly what I'm trying to say. I think I was, in here, again, hat tip to her, although I don't think she's doing this for ethical reasons, but let me, for a moment, give her the benefit of the doubt. She said, I think I was wrong then about the path of that inflation would take. So for any of these people to actually say, I think I was wrong, that's a step in the right direction, even if she's doing it just because now she wants to toe or promote a different narrative. There have been unanticipated large shocks, boosted energy, food prices, supply bottlenecks that affect our economy badly. At the time, I didn't fully understand. Okay, hat tip there. She could have just said she was wrong. She didn't have to say, I didn't fully understand. Bravo. I'll give her a golf clap for that one. In the CNBC interview, Yellen said a spending package could very well have reductions on the cost. All right, I take back the golf clap because now it's like the opposite of Dumb and Dumber. Remember when he sold the Shaggin' Wagon or whatever it was called for that? And then the guy says, now you have totally redeemed yourself. She's done the opposite. She has unredeemed herself by coming out and claiming that somehow the government can solve prices going up by just simply giving people more currency units. She knows that's just blatantly false. While she said that could make a difference quickly, most administration plans would take longer to filter through the economy. Yeah, so listen to what she's saying. So if the government can just spend more money, deficit spend more, and we can just give more currency units without increasing the supply of stuff, then somehow those currency units will trickle down, will filter through the economy and create far less consumer price inflation. Obviously, just it's makes no sense whatsoever. Biden has frequently blamed Russia for record high gas price. Now, here's where I want to give a hat tip to the mainstream media and CNBC, because they call him out on his BS. Congratulations. This is something that they very rarely do. So whenever they do a good job, I'm gonna give them the golf clap. So they say Biden, and they conclude with this. Biden has frequently blamed Russia for record high gas prices, but energy costs were already climbing sharply higher before the war. The administration also said energy companies are sitting on thousands of oil leases that could allow greater production. Okay, so then they kind of try to backpedal a little bit, but at least, I mean, this is something that very few of these media outlets do, and they did zero of this during the Cerveza sickness. At least they're calling people's attention to the spin the administration is putting on inflation, saying, wait a minute. It's not all Russia, because these prices were climbing prior to the war. So that's what's going on with Janet Yellen, the Federal Reserve. And I think that's pretty much the biggest story in the news. So guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. We'll see you on the next video.